One guy who can figure it out for us is here today, and that is Kerry Crowley. And, of course, Kerry has been a regular with us. Let's hear it for Kerry. It's really, really been...
I paid all of them to clap, Marty.
But yes, you have your whole family out here. The Crowley family is here behind them today. But you've done a great job, of course, and being with us each weekend, and we really appreciate it. Kerry, of course, the beat writer for Bay Area News Group, and he covers the Giants and, of course, is with us on Twitter at KO_Crowley. Anything new with the ball club this morning? I know you just got here. Slater, Pence, I know, is in action today, a lefty going for the Padres.
Well, we expect to see Johnny Cueto in the clubhouse this morning after his start last night in Sacramento, and we expect to talk to him about his first performance back from the sprained elbow, and everyone watching Johnny Cueto extremely closely. And, you know, I talked to someone who was there last night at Wrigley Field in Sacramento, and he said he looked like Johnny Cueto is supposed to look. So that's great news for the Giants.
Oh, is he wearing his Johnny Cueto hat?
He was not in the Johnny Cueto hat.
Yeah, but that's the question. But that's good news for him. Cueto probably will get two or three rehab starts. I mean, that's a very positive start for him.
Yeah, I would think, especially considering that there's so many question marks when it comes to elbow injuries. You just never know how a pitcher is going to respond. He had the sprained elbow, which means it's a partial tear, and the UCL is obviously very critical for a pitcher, and those snap all the time. You know, we saw it happen with Will Smith last season in spring training, Julian Fernandez, the Rule 5 draft pick this year for the Giants, but you can't lose a pitcher like Cueto and expect to make a run in the National League West. So if they have him back and healthy, you compare him at the top of the rotation with Bumgarner in the second half of the season, and all of a sudden, that's a very potent 1-2 that not many teams in the National League can really challenge.
Go ahead, Adam.
Well, Johnny Cueto, a guy who led the National League in complete games a couple of years ago when the Giants first signed him. It's a true 1-2 punch. The Dodgers just got Clayton Kershaw back last night. The Giants need some starting pitching, front-end starting pitching, to make a push here late in the season.
Yeah, and they also need the offense to pick it up a little bit. You know, that's what Bruce Bochy's biggest concern is right now. Andy Suarez and Derek Rodriguez have done a good job. Yeah. Derek Holland has been a nice addition in that fifth slot in the rotation, but they really need the offense to start picking it up here and to do so at home. And so that's why I think today's game is so critical. They're facing a pitcher, Eric Lauer, who's been hit around this season, a rookie, and they've got their own rookie going for them. But good teams win these type of games, Marty, and the Giants need to prove that they're capable of doing so.
Well, if you add up the major league games for these two pitchers, they total 18.
Yeah.
18 combined, and Eric Lauer's got 12 of them. So it tells you where this one is today. You never know what's going to happen. Look, you see Derek Rodriguez in Washington, and he had nothing. And then you see him in Miami, and all of a sudden he's on top of the ball and throwing strikes. So you don't know what you're going to get. That's part of having a rookie, you know, go to the hill for you. Looking at the Giants and Stratton, Rodriguez, Suarez, Holland, there is competition for that, you know, because Samardzija is coming back. He is going to pitch against the Isotopes, right?
The Isotopes,
the radioactive Isotopes on Tuesday or Wednesday. And then I think it's Tuesday, and if he does well, then Sunday he's going to be pitching in Arizona, I imagine. I know if the rotation holds up. And then Cueto's got a few more. So is there, I guess John brought it up yesterday, is there real competition here with these other four guys, or do you concede any of the spots?
Well, absolutely. I think there's definitely competition, and I think it comes down to Suarez and Rodriguez right now. Bochy is clearly a guy who prefers his veterans, and he's loved what Holland has brought to the club. And Holland, energetic in the clubhouse, injects life into that group. They like having him around. I think his spot is relatively safe right now, and I think that they'd like to see more from Derek Rodriguez today, and then they may have a decision to make between Suarez and Rodriguez, and, you know, they may send one of those guys to the bullpen, and you know, if Corey Gearing can't get it going here and they don't have a spot for him, then you could see a move there, and there's just a lot of moving pieces, and like we said yesterday, Marty, it's too soon probably to guess, but by the end of the week, we are getting close on these roster decisions that are going to be very tough for the Giants.
Well, it's funny because this was a problem coming into the season. It was like, who's going to be the fifth starter? And if somebody goes down, which happened to the front three starters, who's going to step up and be able to eat these innings? And now you've got a couple of guys where if somebody else goes down, you can tab one of these young guys to come back and step up and make a start.
And look, this is a good position for a team to be in. You know, last year the Giants didn't have the depth to withstand injuries. And you look at what the Dodgers have done. They're flying up the National League West standings because of their pitching depth. You want these decisions to be difficult on a front office, because if they're easy, then you're not in such good shape.
Yeah. Boy, we have a question today for our dinner. Kerry, hope you'll be at our dinner in July at Original Joe's.
Love to.
Hope you'll be there. We'll have to pick out a good date to make sure we get you there. But our question today is the score of the game today, and how many relievers were Bruce Bochy used today? So that's today, because yesterday we had 10 winners, and we had to use our tiebreaker for the last pitcher to be out there for the Giants, and that was Dyson. So we had to cut down 10 to 5. So our question today at Baseball Marty, or 808 KMBR for Ref, the score of today's game, and how many relievers the Giants will use today. Kerry, where do you go on that one?
That's tough. I would think that Bruce Bochy will want to get 5 to 6 out of Derek Rodriguez, and if he's able to get 6, then you look at the guys who were used yesterday. I don't think we'll see Maranta or Dyson. We could see Watson. We could see Will Smith. We could see Mark Melanson. You love to mix things up in the late innings. My guess is 4 relievers. I'll go with that.
Very good. And how about a score for today?
I'll take the Giants 7, the Padres 4.
All right. Very good. All right.
So who's closing that game out, Kerry? That's a tougher question.
Yeah, these I don't know if that's if I get paid to make that.
Right. No,
it's above his pay grade.
Right, right.
All right, Kerry Crowley with us. Always a pleasure having you out here. Well, this is game 79 today. If we do our math correctly, and I know you're a University of Florida graduate, isn't that correct? If you do your math,
sure thing, Marty.
If you do your math correctly, there's only a few more games here to 81, and that's the halfway point of the season. So. Halfway point of the season, how do you assess this ball club coming out of spring training, expectations, and where they are today?
I think that relative to the injuries that they've suffered, they've met and or exceeded my expectations. If you would have told me coming out of spring training that Bumgarner, Cueto, and Samardzija would have missed this much time, I would have picked them to be a few games under 500, to be honest. And so I think that they've performed well enough to keep themselves in the National League West race. I expected the Dodgers to be better this season. The D-backs aren't exactly running away with the division, but I think that this team does have enough pieces and enough assets to make a run if everyone stays healthy. But that's a huge question mark when you put together a veteran ball club. And so you've said it, I've said it, they're going to need Steven Duggar at some point this season. I think Austin Slater's going to need to have some big at-bats this year. And there's going to be a few more guys who we haven't really heard from yet who need to have big second halves. They need Gorkys Hernandez to continue it. Alan Hansen needs to be the super utility player. Maybe they get Mack Williamson back at some point. But to make the playoffs, you need guys exceeding their career norms, and you need guys performing above their career averages. The Giants have had a few of those candidates this season. They just need a few more.
Well, and they can't be buyers this year. They're one of the teams that is expecting to compete, but they cannot go out and be buyers. So you're going to have to tab some young guy like Duggar or get big innings from Johnny Cueto. These are going to be your trade deadline acquisitions.
Absolutely. And, you look at Johnny Cueto, Jeff Samardzija, these guys ease things up on the bullpen, and the Giants do have a very strong bullpen full of veteran presences. If you can ease their load a little bit, then that group is fresher heading into August and September, and that could really make a big difference.
Let me ask you this. I struggle with this in my mind all the time. If I had the one bullet for Brian Sabian, I can do one thing, because as Adam says, the money is very tight. And they'd have to get rid of some money even to make a move, because they're right around that $197 million, and they've danced on it so long, they're not going to blow over it. I just don't see it happening. What would you do if you had your one bullet and you could bring in someone, and you're not bringing in Manny Machado, something like that? But what would you do? What area would you go to?
I would either address the back end of the rotation and bring some veteran in that creates even more competition there, or I would go in the outfield and look for a corner guy who can hit for power and just stick him in left field the rest of the season, kind of like what they did with Pat Burrell a few years ago, and just get a guy who stabilizes the lineup, gives you pop, and is producing in big late-inning situations.
Good. That's a good answer.
No, I think the hope would be that if Longoria can get healthy, he would be that guy you can slot back in there. But, his slugging percentage was low. He wasn't getting on base enough. Maybe not giving you the same production Pat Burrell did, but maybe that pop that you're looking for in the middle of the lineup in a couple of months.
Yeah, he can still come back and be a 20-home run hitter this season.
Yeah.
Even with all the time that he'll miss, he could do that. And you need to keep Brandon Belt and Brandon Crawford going, because they've been the heartbeat of this team through – the first 79 games, and they need to be that through 162.
Okay. I think I'd go the other way. I think I'd go the back end of the rotation.
Yeah, I've gone all over the place. I mean, one day I'm looking for another right-handed reliever.
Yeah,
I'm still kind of leaning in that direction because I don't think they have enough strength in the right-handed side to rely on. So I want a sort of a strong right-handed reliever. Then I'm with Kerry and say, all right, maybe, you know, the left field thing, just give me an outfielder. But then maybe they have enough offense because I only got one move. And then then I go, well, do they need – I've often said they need another pitcher. But these guys are doing fine. And this is game 79. And there's Suarez is still out there. And Holland is still out there. Stratton's still out there. Rodriguez, we'll see what he does. He's still a bit of a question mark. So they've made it this far. Can they make it another couple of months? I don't know. I tend to go with you today and say maybe an outfielder.
That's why it's a mosaic, Marty.
Yeah. And
it's
it
all
changes,
coming together.
And it changes every day.
Well, and the thing that scares me and always concerns me about rookie pitchers doing well up front is when they get through this league the second time, third time through, when the Diamondbacks see Suarez for a third time or when the Dodgers see these guys, you know, they're not whisperers like Ty Block is for the Dodgers. I'm just concerned about how they'll make the adjustment the second and third time through.
That's true.
Late
plus
in the
amount of innings that you pitch, you know, and you haven't been down the stretch before. So if I had to make a move now, I think I'm going to go with Kerry maybe for the outfielder. And then if I had to make a move in August, then it may be for a pitcher in August. That maybe go that way.
I like that. And maybe, you know, they get Samardzija and Cueto back and Derek Rodriguez becomes your right-handed reliever.
Could be.
Yeah.
All right. Anything doing in the clubhouse today? Have you been there?
Not yet. I have not been there yet. So
all right.
Go and check out the lineup, talk to Johnny Cueto, find out how the health of that elbow is, and if he wants to make two more rehab starts or really push it. We'll see.
Yeah, I thought it was extremely positive for what we heard last night. Very positive for him.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah.
33 strikes, 48 pitches thrown. Hit allowed. That's what you want to see in a AAA rehab start.
Yeah, very positive. All right, Kerry, thanks so much, and we'll talk to you next weekend from Arizona.
Sounds good, Marty.
All right, that is Kerry Crowley. Let's hear it for Kerry. Bay Area News Group, KO_Crowley on Twitter. Does a great job, and we appreciate having him on. All right, more coming up. We've got a lot to do out here at the Public House. Carmen is here. Allie's here. Adam is here. And we will come back and get organized and get you ready for baseball right after this.